So I have a couple of questions about timing. One is, first of all, when does the year for 1 year start, or for 3 years start? And the other is, you mentioned that this would be a living document.
Yes.
So if we leave something out now, if we revisit this document in, say, a year, then we certainly can put something that has come up that becomes important to us back, or can put it into the document.
Yes.
So I don't think it's a great big horrible omission if we miss it at this particular time, or if it becomes important in a while. So I think that what is there now is very comprehensive, is more than enough, big enough bone to chew on. I don't think we necessarily need to think of everything right now.
All of that is absolutely accurate. The one caution I would give you is that if you change too frequently, you'll make yourselves crazy. So what you decide on should inform the work that you're doing. So okay, I always go back to budgets, because budgets, in fact, at the end of the story, drive what you're doing. So as you're developing the budget, or let's say you've developed the budget and somebody comes to you and says, I have this great idea, XYZ, I think the hospital district ought to do. It's important that you look at your mission, your vision, your goals, and your values, and say, does this fit? Even though it's we'd like you to sponsor a major running program or whatever. Okay, we may want to consider that in the future, but right now that's outside of what we have committed to do, even though it's maybe a great idea. So in a year, can you relook at it? Absolutely. And it should be a living document, because the world changes, as we know. But be very careful about new ideas that come up in the meantime. So circling back to Gail's suggestions, when did you have a thought about when the year would start?
Me?
Yeah.
I thought that the year would probably start, in September or something like that, because whenever we finish this vision, the strategic planning kicks off the year. So, okay. I mean, I just think of it from the time that you accept these goals is when you start your year, and then you move on from there. Which I will bring up something that is a short-term issue that you guys may or may not know about. It's coronavirus. And I wonder if we've kind of completely skipped that safety issue in terms of putting it anywhere in our strategic plan. And like she said, being hijacked by a new topic that we didn't even think of or put in, there's a potential that with that vaccine that comes out, I don't know if we'll have any part to play in that, but I just thought that just occurred to me that we are writing the strategic plan as if there is not a pandemic going on, and we are a healthcare agency. So I just wanted to put that out there if anybody wants a goal around that.
Well, I think that just to comment, I think a lot of this stuff is, I think we have to be careful, because there are a lot of different agencies that are already actively working on different aspects of this. And I think the strength of the hospital district is to maybe act as that coordination hub, not necessarily to take it on or even direct it, but at least provide that forum for these disparate groups to actually come together. That's what we found was so helpful with, as we were working toward community paramedicine, that we could take the Family Resource Center and we could take, other pieces and put them in the same room, which allowed for better collaboration. And I think that's the strength of the hospital district. Not that the hospital district itself needs to answer these questions or develop these plans, but that they can become, the district can become that hub, that coordination piece.
See, I don't see us being that hub personally. I see, like, public health does that. They draw you know, the Board of Health, and they draw everybody into their area. I think being a hub is a big, big, big job. And I've watched organizations try to be that in the past, and then they just splinter off other things that are already going on. So I think there's a lot of, the ACH is a big hub, draws in a lot of organizations. There's a lot of meetings going on right now that invite everybody to the table now. So I feel like if we did that too, it would just be a duplication, but that's anybody else.
I think that's a good point, Gail. And I'm just wondering how we can define the role, whether that we're going to make sure that we participate in those, whether we coordinate those, whether we, you know, and I think
point make sure we're at the table. I definitely think we should make sure we're at the table, and that could be a goal. And that was part of my, that third section of that first year is begin that collaboration and that discussion countywide about where we, how we can connect with everybody.
No, I think that makes sense, because like you said, we don't want to get so bogged down and try to coordinate everything for everybody, but we do want to be involved because we do represent a significant portion of the county's population over the region's population.
So we want to assess, we should assess our involvement, because I think right now we are very involved in a lot of ways, but I think we could assess our involvement or make sure we're at the table, one of those two things. Mm-hmm.
I have something to add. This is Nathan.
Is that a goal or is that a byproduct of another goal?
The CCC, which is Peace Health, already does bring together many of these organizations. We tend to play a more passive role there. We could certainly set a goal to play a more active role in bringing initiatives to the CCC and other coordinating bodies.
Well, yeah, we should be on the Inner Island Healthcare Foundation, and but we also, there's the ACH groups that we're involved in as well, and public health recently, and you know, more involved with as well. So that would be an assessment of what that is. But does it relate to one of the goals we already have down?
So I took Gail's goals and I put them in the text. We can look at it if you like, and you can see how it looks. There's some redundancy there we could work on, actually. I know that Annalisa has to leave in 15 minutes.
Well, she's going to change.
They're not banging down my door yet, so it's okay. I'm not going to go anywhere.
It's just, yeah, she'll be on the phone, but she won't be able to see it, so I thought I'd put it up.
Okay.
I'll be able to see it. It's okay.
Yeah, thank you for reformatting. So if we look at this list, year one, EMS we know has to be dealt with, right? Mm-hmm. So what about the second one? So it sounds like you're not really wanting to do a plan for being the coordinator or convener for addressing healthcare needs in the county. Sounds like others are doing that. Is that what I just heard?
There's quite a bit of that.
So yes. Yeah, you're not going to want to duplicate that, I assume. Want to substitute then Gail's begin collaboration with other districts? Is that what you want as a goal?
I guess it could change to assess our involvement in community organizations that address healthcare needs.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
And, you know, increase our involvement.
Assess and increase.
Assess and increase our involvement, yeah.
Coordinate healthcare.
Wait, are we assessing or increasing?
We're going to assess our involvement and potentially, I guess we don't know. So we can just assess our involvement.
I like that. Yeah. Assessing.
Yeah. Why don't you? Yeah. I was just going to say, take that out completely.
Okay.
So assess involvement in community. Whoops.
There we go.
organizations that coordinate healthcare needs in the county. Okay. Work on plans for sustaining the community paramedicine MIH program. Is that a goal for year one?
Yes, for me.
Yes.
Everett, Kyle?
Sounds good to me. This is Kyle.
Okay. Develop some goals for addressing long-term care needs.
I think that's realistic.
When I said some, I was thinking about some smaller and some larger, because I think we can achieve some smaller goals ourselves. And just to have some, instead of trying to take on a whole plan at this point, just assessing or just developing some.
So is that short and long term, or?
Large and small is how I would say it.
Okay.
But that's why I just said some, because that didn't sound right either. We could just say develop goals for addressing long-term care needs and stick to that.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me. It does assume that we're definitely addressing long-term care needs. Is that where we are?
As a board? Yes.
That's certainly where I see us. Hopefully. Mm-hmm.
We could add and decide whether to.
You would decide before you set goals. So I think we may have already made that decision. I just wasn't sure where we are as a group. So that's why I posed the question.
Is there anyone who does not feel you should be addressing long-term care needs? Okay,
and the staff feel comfortable. We have the capacity to take it on.
This is Pam. Yes, I think this next year we'll definitely have most of the information to do that where we haven't had it in the past. So we will be able to do that.
Okay. And just, I don't think that necessarily that's sort of EMS's purview, but we can definitely be supportive of it.
You do have that community paramedicine component, which is critical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that does help to mitigate, you know, if anybody, you know, what the needs are for that long term, you know, aging in place.
And then the last one, obviously, thanks for bringing that up. Adapt to COVID-19 pandemic as needed. I don't know if you have a choice on that.
I like that's in there, because it makes it very, this is relevant, this is real, this is not pie in the sky. That's, you know, that's nitty gritty, the pandemic issues.
Yep.
I agree. And I think as part of that, we definitely will want to assess the impacts on our community and our hospital to be able to provide the services it does even.
Okay. Looking at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 goals, that's a bunch.
I do have something that I just wanted to talk about with the first one. I don't think we want to, with the EMS and fire district integration, I think we're beyond beginning the integration process. I think really what our goal would be is to determine whether it happens, and if so, how do the steps to make that happen and to finalize the process, not to begin it, because we're well past the beginning of it. That's my observation on that.
So you'd edit, sounds like.
Yeah, I think all we'd have to do is, we'd have to say.
How about formalize?
Either formalize or finalize. So by X date, define the steps to make that happen and to formalize, or we could use finalize the integration process. I think begin's just the wrong word.
Okay.
I'm not, did I? Oh, there's begin. I see.
Yeah.
You know, I do have one thought, and that thanks for raising this, Carl. I think somewhere in the very beginning of that, we say determine whether EMS will become part of the fire district. I don't think it's up for us to determine that necessarily. I think we determine whether we as a district support the integration of EMS and the fire district.
Okay.
But hasn't that already
not yet been determined?
But I thought it had been determined, not necessarily by this configuration of the board, but by a previous one. And that and by the and we were at the point where we were exploring if we could in fact make it happen.
Well, I can tell you that we have a meeting set, that joint meeting with the fire district, where that this is a critical question. Does the hospital district support it going forward, kind of, and what is the process as part of that? I understand, Carl, and I know that you're in a tough spot with that, but yeah. I don't think that right now we're at the place where, like, yes, everybody's fully on board. I think that's what we hope to have come out of that meeting, kind of on board and how.
I agree, and we'll know a lot more after Tuesday.
Okay, so does the first bullet point accurately reflect your thinking?
I changed this based on input. Right.
Find steps to make that happen and implement.
Instead of begin.
Mm-hmm. And I proposed changing that top part, determine whether EMS will become part of, to determine whether the hospital district supports integration of EMS and the fire district, but I'm not hearing other people give feedback on that. So maybe they're comfortable with the language as it is.
No, I agree with you, Kyle. I think that we're still waiting for definitive information that will tell us whether or not we support the process of integration.
You guys, so how about continue the exploration of integration of EMS and fire? Continue the exploration of the integration. Continue the exploration of the integration.
I think that's better, Gail. I agree with that, because I think we're starting to get into the zone where these are all parking lot issues. We need
something for
all.
Yeah, and that's it. And that's
Is there a we're not putting dates on anything, so there's no reason to put dates on that. But that is a 1-year goal, that you're going to continue that exploration. So that means when I read that, when you read that, what do you assume?
That we're not quite at the implementation stage. We don't know what we're doing.
You're still exploring. If
we're not just exploring, and making a decision. I mean, we're exploring it, we're making a decision. And
I would say, I'd like to see make a decision in there at some point.
Okay.
You know? So we're not only exploring it, but we're going to make a decision. Yes, we're going to move forward. No.
So make a decision and take action.
Make a decision and take action.
A 1-year goal would mean you have made a decision by, let's say, September 1st, 2021, at the latest.
Making a decision? Oh.
Well, that's fine. It's fine. It fits within the 1 year. Right. Sometime between now and then we will make
a decision. Sometime between now
and take action. Okay. And take action before then.
Okay, so that first this one goes.
Make a decision and take action.
Continuing the exploration, you're making the decision and you're taking action one way or the other, right?
It could just be without the, now we could just do make a decision and take action on the integration of ENS and Fire District and just then take out the continuation and explore.
Oh, I like that better.
So make a decision, take action on the integration of EMS and fire.
I like that.
Continue. What's the action we would take?
Well, that's to be decided, but that's going to happen. Make a decision and take action within the year we set.
Certainly
will.
What's the suite of actions we would take? I don't understand what that even means, honestly. Because we wouldn't do the integration.
Why? Sure, we would either take action.
We're
going to
vote. We're
going to
have a vote in front of the voters in a year.
I'm going to interrupt you all for a second. Can one of you speak at a time? Otherwise, we're going to get lost here. So, Kyle, you don't understand what this means?
I don't understand the action part that we would take as a board that isn't discussing it and identifying the next steps and hopefully having other people take action on those next steps.
Well, taking action could be signing an MOU. It could be that could happen within the next year. But you can say take steps. I don't care about take next steps. It's same thing as action, right?
Yeah, the way that I saw that was that either we're going to continue to pursue integration, that's the action we would take, or we would say, no, we're not going to continue down that pathway. EMS will stay separate, fire will stay separate, and that would be the action we take. That's the way I saw that, Kyle. I don't know if that
is. I kind of like what Nathan just wrote.
Take a look at Nathan's comment.
Yeah.
Does that do it? Mm-hmm. Resolve the issue.
Probably not, but I give up. And Nathan, thank you so much. You are tracking all of this incredibly well with your record keeping there.
You are indeed.
Thanks.
So is the 1 year goal actually to get this thing resolved?
Please, yes.
Please.
But I don't know if that's gonna happen in a year. I don't think the resolution is going to happen in a year. So I think I don't think it will be resolved by September 2021 completely. So I can't say that.
It'll be resolved by the second Tuesday in November 2022.
Right. Okay. So that's we're not going to resolve it. Yeah. That could be on 3 year goal. I don't know.
Now that just confused me when you were talking about November 22nd, 2022. For integration. Could you elaborate on that? Because that is.
Yeah, well, that's the last possible date that we could vote on it before the current EMS levy expires. And so I feel like we won't have a true answer until the EMS levy is either voted on again and approved under the auspices of the hospital district or under the fire district or some other combination.
So
let's keep the first goal, continue discussion and take action, because we've got to move on.
I'm sorry, I'm wasting way too much time on this. I apologize to you guys.
So take out results.
So is there anyone who cannot live with that first bullet the way it's phrased? Is it good enough for you? Okay. Is there anything else under the set of first year goals that needs to be talked about? Is there anything you can't live with as stated? Anything that does not reflect your goals? Okay. Thank you, Gail. You've done a yeoman's piece of work here getting us going. So 3 year, can you scroll a little bit up? There we go. Are these, so in collaboration with others, implement a countywide healthcare program based on the planning done in year one. Did we do that?
No, that's what you wrote.
That's what I wrote.
That needs to go away, right?
So that's going away.
Yeah, I just think it's going to be too soon big for that goal. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a 5 year goal. Okay.
Yeah, and I do have that down there below, Gail, right here. The 5 year one.
Okay, good. So implement a plan for addressing long-term care needs. Will you be able to implement that plan in year three?
I think so.
You developed in year one, and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't tell you what part of it happens in year two, but at the end of year three, okay. Identify methods for addressing healthcare needs and satisfaction for consumers in the district and gaps in services. So this is an assessment issue.
Right. Yeah, assessment goal.
Okay. Is that anyone for whom that one does not work?
So this would be different from what Peace Health already does, right? That comprehensive needs assessment.
Yep, it'll be very different, yeah.
Okay.
Or it will be in, you know, it may be in collaboration with that. We may have impact on that, and they may use that as our tool. I just don't know what the tool will be. We have to kind of explore all the tools that are out there and what we want to assess our use for our assessment.
So it sounds like a small thing, but it's actually a really big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It could be easy or it could be hard, depending on how we go about it. Okay.
What if we?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks. I was thinking, what if we combine the second and third bullets here to say something like work with partners to identify methods for assessing healthcare needs and et cetera?
The third goal to me is very different than the second goal. The second goal is learning about assessments and gaps in services. The third goal is just about working with other organizations on goals. So not really. It says identify county needs. What I meant was countywide meeting with the other PhDs in public health to identify things they want to work on. So not needs exactly, but programs or new services or innovative something.
More service delivery than assessment?
Yes. So it's more planning instead of identifying. It's planning county programs or services.
Specifically talking about the other hospital district. So we're meeting with Orcas Hospital District, Lopez Hospital District.
Yeah, and we can include public health. I mean, I don't know other public health agencies. I don't know how to say that.
So who is your target audience for assessing healthcare needs? And who is your target audience for identifying? So, and districts are your target audience for identifying county needs. Is that correct?
Yeah, the second goal is only about our district. And the third goal is about the county and what we can work together on countywide. Our job is to assess gaps in services here, but not number two.
Three. Right, that's the numbering you're using.
No.
Because this one here is just a rewriting of number two based on Kyle's input.
And I think you can delete that now. Thanks, Nathan. It sounds I'm now understanding better what Gail was saying. I didn't understand the distinction. Okay. It sounds like the second and third bullets are very similar, but one is within our district and the other one is broader.
Right. Okay. And really, the three-year goal is probably to have some goals that we've identified with the countywide partners to work on. So it's actual goals as opposed to just having an assessment tool that we know we're going to use.
And then and then within the next 2 years, we convert that into a countywide healthcare plan?
Yeah.
So identifying county needs, is that the same thing as identify county goals? Because you just used the goals word.
Yeah, goals would be better. Goals. So we're not doing needs.
Okay. Anything else on these three-year goal statements?
Can I put four collaboration instead of two to work together on, just ending with the preposition pains me.
How about start with collaborate with other districts to identify county goals?
Oh, excellent. I'm always troubled ending my sentences in a preposition too.
We were all trained by good English teachers.
Okay, collaborate with others. Sorry.
With other public health organizations, if we're really going to be.
Do you mean public hospital?
No, public health organizations. I mean, we're all healthcare, public healthcare organizations, such as district
partners. Okay.
And then there we go. Collaborate with partners to identify county goals. Does that work? County health care goals?
Maybe, countywide healthcare goals. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
I like it.
Anything else on these three?
I have a quick question for Gail on that third bullet. Do you envision getting in touch with partners, or you were saying really healthcare agencies, I think. Do you anticipate getting in touch with them in advance to say, hey, this is part of our plan, we'd like you to start thinking about this, and then within the third year, or by the end of 3 years, we will then come together and kind of compare our notes.
Well, no,
I'm going to jump in here because of time, and that's a question of how are we going to do this?
And well, I it would not necessarily, because we'd need to have an earlier goal to do some outreach with them.
We do. And well, year one, we have that in year one. I said reach out to the other districts in year one. So we
Sorry, I can't see that part on this screen. I couldn't remember quite where we were.
Yeah, it's
begin collaboration with other districts in the county.
Where?
It was there.
Oh.
In my initial thing, but it's gone now.
That's right. I think this right here, this one.
Assess
what you guys decided on.
Oh, it assess our involvement in community organizations that coordinate healthcare needs in the county.
It's kind of it grows between the different years. It gets bigger.
So initially it's assess and coordinate, and then it becomes collaborate.
Yeah.
Does that work?
It's a bit different from what Gail was proposing and doesn't quite lead into that bullet that you had for the third year bullet, Gail. I think as well.
You're right. Yeah, it'd be better in the first year to say, I'm definitely in the first year. I think this year we should collaborate. We should contact the other districts. Mm-hmm. So it should be there, but we can add it to
assessment. Let's add your bullet. Because it's a different thing than that assessment. That's really broad. Right. But begin collaborating with other districts in the county. I think that sounds great. Or even healthcare agencies, if we're considering that to include districts and the health department.
Great. Good catch.
Mm-hmm. On countywide health care issues?
Countywide health care issues. Are we deleting the other one? For some reason.
No, we're not.
No, I
don't think so.
It's a little bit different.
Okay.
It's similar, but not identical. Okay. Everett, you're very quiet. Are you okay with what we're doing? Everett?
Awake? Maybe you took a bathroom break.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I had muted my microphone. Yes, I am.
Are you okay with the direction we're going?
Yes.
Okay. So we've got year one, we've got year three. Anything major missing on year three? And again, you can add as you go along, and you probably will, you may say, okay, well, this is going to cause us to adapt differently. It's going to cause us to have to say something different about year three. And the farther out you go, the less certain these are, and that's just how it is. So by year five, develop and implement a plan for addressing long-term care needs.
Well, no, those first two are already
three.
Yeah, okay, that's three. Just the third one is the only one we have for five.
Wait, what? We're taking off the first.
Take out
two
the
ones?
First.
Well, the first one went to 3 year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And both of them did. Went both somewhere else.
Okay.
Gail's proposal.
I have an addition.
Hang on to your thought 1 second, Pam. We just lost aging in place.
Yeah, what happened to that?
I thought you guys said to take off both of those.
Isn't that under the first bullet for a 3-year goal?
That's what long-term care is, aging in place. To some extent, it might be something different in some people's eyes. It's kind of like
aging in place.
Medicine versus.
Does that just work? Add it here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's great.
And we've put it back. Okay. Now we're at 5 year.
We might add it to year one if you don't mind too, Nathan.
Okay. Let's see.
Just the wording.
Second to last bullet on year one, that's it.
There we go. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Perfect.
How's that?
Great. And I like this 5-year goal. I think it's short, it's sweet, it's incredibly ambitious. And I think Gail is the only current commissioner guaranteed to be around at that time.
It's true, isn't it?
I have one.
Yes, Pam.
Okay, is two. Can you raise that up, Nathan? I can't see it over my.
The 5-year?
Yeah, the 5-year.
Oh, okay. You want the 5-year.
Okay.
Yeah.
It says develop a countywide healthcare plan. One of our big problems has been our plans have not been sustainable. So I would like to add develop a sustainable countywide
healthcare
plan. I like it.
Do we need to do anything about the long-term financial security of EMS? I mean, I know that we may not have EMS in 5 years, but we do have a levy renewal coming up. Does that need to be reflected in these goals?
How about in the 3-year goal? That if EMS does not integrate, that we assure ongoing financial support for our EMS. I mean, that would be paramount.
We could just say for the district, which would be inclusive of EMS.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I actually like calling out EMS because the district does have a long-term permanent a tax base. But I think, Nathan, you're absolutely right. We do need to identify making sure that we do what we can to keep the EMS going, because otherwise it would sunset. And it was the Tuesday after the first Monday, not necessarily the second Tuesday. I had to look that up. Sorry.
So would that be a goal, 3-year goal, whether or not EMS integrates?
Yes. For me, it would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those services we feel are valuable.
Yeah, to me, this is something that would change in the document based on the first year.
Okay.
And so it's something that we don't really know about. And I think the first year goal would change, and then we would change the document.
But you're okay. It sounds like you're okay with that.
Sure.
Okay.
Everett, on that note, you would still support the EMS services being provided and having funding for it. Whether it was under, well, actually, you're right. That is a good point. That is a good point. I don't know. I like it the way it is.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Let's look at the entire list of goals. Anything critical missing?
Let's see. I don't really know how. I can try to zoom out some.
Then it'll be tiny, but.
Well, I've already decided that Gail, you just have to be a public hospital district commissioner, forever.
We'll see how the first 6 years go, Trish.
I mean, you are so in the know, and that's so crucial to this work. Yeah.
My life is evolving, though, and adapting, so I'm not sure where I'll
yeah.
be.
You're adapting to your evolving life. That's
yeah, something like
hopefully
that.
In a high quality way. Yeah.
Yes.
I like it.
It's a good list of goals. I'm sure that there's things we missed or that may need taken out based on the context, but it's a great formulation for the moment, in my opinion.
Would this be a time just to sort of say, to use the, what is the SWOT analysis on this, in this process?
No, we're too late in the game for the analysis.
Oh, okay.
It's 2.5 hours in. There's no more analysis.
Okay.
I think we lost Daphne.
Uh-oh.
I agree.
Yeah. Oh, uh-oh. Yeah.
She's not, I was wondering, yeah.
I was wondering why nothing was being... No organization,
yeah.
Must be.
Oh. Yeah, and I'm not sure Annalisa is here either. She's got no video, and she's...
Her icon is there, so she's connected somehow.
Yeah, she might be...
Moving.
Moving. So, Kyle, you're in charge then.
Excellent.
We lost Daphne.
Oh dear. Yeah, we did. Is that on Lisa? Do we think Daphne's coming back?
I can't imagine she wouldn't, unless technically she could.
In the meantime, though, is there anything missing? I can say when I look at these goals, I don't see anything about just kind of the ongoing stability, continuity of the work that we help support. But maybe that's not. Maybe this isn't the place for that. Maybe that's already covered in our mission and our vision. Do others think?
Right. Attend to the daily needs. It doesn't feel like we have to have that in.
Mm-hmm. That's already implied.
Keep a balanced budget. Yeah, that's not something I guess we're going to put in. Oh, there's Daphne. She's back.
I have no idea what happened. But yes, I'm here. Did you resolve things?
Everything's
fixed.
Everything's
done,
including my internet. Okay. So
we were just talking about whether Kyle brought up whether we should have a goal about the basic maintenance and function that we do every month, but we were thinking maybe not.
Yeah, goals are usually not maintenance kinds of things. They're usually aspirational. So.
Great.
I would recommend that you put these together as a draft. Is there anything else critical that you think is missing, or any other fatal flaws that you think are here? Okay, let's do a quick go around with everybody just to make sure everybody has a chance to say something. And we can start with staff again since they're going to be implementing all this. So Nathan, anything critical missing? Are you good with this?
Yeah. It's a really good list.
Okay. Carl?
No, I think it's good.
Okay. Bam.
I'm good with it.
Trish?
I'm great with it. I think we did a great job.
Excellent. Everett?
I'm happy.
You're happy. Excellent. All right. Gail?
Awesome. I'm all in.
Excellent. Kyle?
Yes. Whatever the question was, yes. Sorry, my interest, for some reason, it cut out on me. Oh, I'm back. No. I think it's great.
Thank you. Let's make a note that the lawyer said whatever the question is, yes.
That's the level of trust I have.
Oh,
with the integrity displayed.
Annalisa? Are you here, Annalisa?
I'm pleased. Thank you.
Okay. Good. All right.
I'm here. Good. Thank you.
Are you in the parking lot, Annalisa?
Sort of fading it out a little bit.
Yeah.
We're not.
I wasn't gone for too long. Did we talk about the next step?
Here.
No, that's where we're going right now. Okay. So next steps, are you looking to get public input on this?
That would be good, I guess.
That was nice, Gail.
That was weak. I concur. Yeah.
We should do it, though. Yeah.
What's the best way to do? Is that something that is delegated to staff to figure out? Is the how delegated to staff to figure out?
Sure.
It's pretty easy to do. I mean, we can just have a hearing about it in one of our board meetings, maybe the next one in August, and we can publish them a couple of weeks beforehand, let people look at them. Yeah, it's pretty easy to do.
Great.
So my recommendation would be that you ask specific questions of the kind that we've asked in our work together. What's critical that's missing? What are fatal flaws? Those kinds of things, so you don't get into wordsmithing, and you don't get into, well, you didn't talk about my bunion.
Yeah.
So you're really asking people for big picture kind of input. And then you take it back, I assume, to a... Okay, I'm falling off again.
No, you're here.
You're still here.
Here,
you got you.
She froze.
Oh,
you're
right. You froze.
Oh, bummer.
It's weird she was able to tell.
Yeah.
Well, your picture's still there.
So I've got a question. If we do a hearing and then we take public comment, do we feel like we'll be ready to integrate everything we hear and contemplate on it enough to then adopt something final? Or do we then bring it back for kind of a final adoption the next meeting?
Yeah, I would do do the hearing and then just set aside some time, to go over it together again like this. You can do it right before a meeting or at the start of a meeting or later in a meeting. Yeah.
And during that meeting, would we have an audio visual where you can put it up on a screen? I mean, we're probably going to be doing this.
Probably.
So.
They'd have to have it from the published form, or we'd have to have it out on the website so they could go to that if they needed to while we were talking about it.
Mm-hmm. We could even put out a press release or something, to offer people a chance to look at them. We could talk about it all later, but I don't think that any of this will be that challenging to do. Okay, knock on wood, I've said the magic words. It's going to be awful.
Is there a format we could use? Are we allowed to use Zoom instead of Microsoft Teams?
We are.
Because the callers could be video and it would make life a lot easier. They could see this a shared screen and stuff. I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but unless people can download Microsoft Teams and become a part of it that way. I just don't see that. I don't know why that doesn't happen. With callers.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think anybody with an invite, anybody that has the link can join this meeting the way I have it set up. So if Carl were to forward the link to all of his staff, any of them could join, even though I didn't send them an invite. And it's the same with the public.
Okay, they don't have to call in. They can video in. They just don't.
It's a little extra work. They may not know they can.
Daphne's back.
Hi. Yeah, and I now absolutely do not trust my internet connection. Thank you, Comcast. So have you resolved in my absence how this will be set up for public input?
Yes.
Okay. And that once you have that public input, then at a future commission meeting, you can take a vote on mission, vision, and goals?
Yep.
And then staff can talk about how to put this on your website, your publicity materials, your wherever else. Do I have that right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What else do we need to do together this morning before Comcast goes bad on me again?
Hopefully not much.
I think we should thank everyone for their hard work on this and the time that they've spent.
Absolutely.
And Daphne, it's been a pleasure working with you.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Daphne.
Thank you so much, Daphne.
And I thank do all- wish it had been in person, but it's been a pleasure working with you. I wish you all the best. And Nathan, can you sort of keep me informally updated? Just let me know if there are major changes, that sort of thing.
I would be interested
to know. And if you get this all up on the website, I'd love to know.
Sure. Great. Yeah, we will do that. It's
a pleasure working with you and meeting with you. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Daphne.
When COVID settles down, we go into phase three and you come up here, you let us all know so we can get together for a beer. Well, I guess we could get together for a beer legally.
Beer, coffee,
six feet apart. Outside
doors with the mask on, but
it's in our fun. Goal. We have to solve COVID. It's there. It's stated in the goals. So we'll take care of that. And there's nothing that precludes us from meeting at the big common room at Mika Sita or something like that. We could have our meetings there.
Or in the park.
Yeah. There we go.
There it is.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank you, Daphne.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You all. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Daphne.
Enjoy your weekend.
Bye-bye. Have a good weekend.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye, everybody.
Annalisa.
Thanks, Kyle. Thanks, all.
Annalisa needs to adjourn the meeting before you guys all go.
Okay. We'll see.
I mean, hopefully you can all hear me.
Yep,
we can.
Okay. This adjourns our meeting of San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1. Our strategic planning is complete at this time, and we will review what we've done in August. Thank you all so much. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Dad.
Thanks, all. Bye.
Okay. Bye.